You're listening to a special edition of Is Good on killradio.org. My guest today is Lenly, a.k.a. Ghost Town. We're going to start by listening to a track from their brand new CD, and then we'll get into some interview and some live stuff. You're in for a real treat, so stick around. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Listening to Is Good on killradio.org, and we're about to find out who my guest actually is. I'm joined once again by Ghost Town, a.k.a. Lenly. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
How's it going?
So Andrew, I had you on the show, I guess it was January of 07,
yeah,
which
over a year.
Is miraculously over a year. It doesn't sound like a year ago, but
flies.
It is. And you've been recording a lot, you've been playing a lot, and you've had some band member changes and some name changes and some... So tell me about some of the changes that you've gone through, and then, you know, talk to me like this is the first day you've been on the show.
I feel like we've had six different bass players. We had two upright players. The first time I was on the show last time, we just lost our first bass player who played upright. Then we found another guy on Craigslist, and he turned out he was a pretty cool guy and played for 8 months or so. Then we had another bass player jump in for like 5 shows, played upright. It's getting ridiculous.
Bass
at this
seems
point.
To be the one that. In most bands, that seems to have the greatest turnaround.
I don't know what that is.
I think we need somebody who's had like head trauma.
Seriously,
because people with actual brains, they don't stick around.
I don't know this. I think we might have our final lineup. You know, I've been trying to get this together for about 3-4 years, and found a bass player who's really enthusiastic, and he actually plays really well, and he's strictly a bass player. One of the last guys was a guitar player, and actually Dan, who's playing lead, was initially going to be a bass player, but he plays really good lead. So
I wonder if it sometimes, I think maybe a lot of bass players feel like they're in the band as opposed to an instrumental part of the band.
Yeah.
You know, and so they have that difficulty being able to express their
totally.
Musical talent.
Exactly.
That's it.
And I don't have anything bad to say about anybody, but being a guitar player who picks up a bass, naturally you want to be heard. And
you don't want to just be the rhythm section.
Yeah, and that can be, because I think a lot of, the way I think about bass for most of the songs is that they kind of serve the song, which you have to be in that mind frame to be a bass player. So,
And speaking of serving the song, I mean, this is... How would you describe this whole project? Is it sort of, you know, Andrew's music and his band, and you're putting a band together, or is it more of a collaborative process?
I'm still working on getting to that's the way I want it, collaborative, but I think finding all the elements, getting all those people there, and once I think we've finally solidified that, then we can start to, like, move in other directions. Otherwise, I've pretty much taken my songs and kind of given a little bit of guidance, but everybody fits the role so perfectly, I don't have to do too much. But I'd like to... Dan writes really good music, and JoJo is actually a singer-songwriter himself, plays the keyboards, he's not here today. And that's definitely an avenue I'd want to go. I wouldn't even be opposed to finding a third guitarist who writes music and trying to go down that road.
Now who is here today, and what do you each bring to the band? I know, Andrew, you're the primary singer-songwriter, guitar player. What else do you do? Do you do anything else, programming? Or
I actually, the album that we have there, I was trained as a sound engineer, and that's what I moved to L.A. to do. And so I recorded the whole album, and kind of the term producer is kind of used so many different ways, but I guess I engineered it, produced it, composed it, and took on that role. But this is Dan. Dan plays
this
lead.
Is Dan. Yes. I'm a lead player for the time being, and
for the time being,
playing lead. my ever since I got gonked on the head, my dream is bass. So I'll be back to the bass. But I'm playing lead and lap steel, and today I'll be playing the brand new acoustic lap steel thing.
And this is something we actually talked him into doing. I mean, he was excited about it, but he'd never taken on that approach.
The lap steel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have one. I eBayed one. But
it's a cool-looking instrument.
It's super fun. Yeah, it's like...
Well, you actually have an electric one. This is just kind of
this is a special
toy.
This is the backpacker guitar. And it looks basically like sort of a slab with strings, but it's loads of fun to play, and I get to sit down while playing it, so I'm getting old.
And then we got the drums going on here. You brought in kind of a pared down version of what you would normally have in a major set. What are you playing today?
My name is George, by the way, and Normally I do play a full kit on stage, but today just brought a snare, some bongos, shaker. Yeah, it's interesting to go from a drummer to the percussionist role and back and forth, so it's fun. I don't know, something different. Unfortunately, I don't write music. Drums is my principal instrument. You know, I played violin when I was a kid in third grade or something. What I bring to the band is, you know, I guess some stability. I've been with Andrew for at least 2 years now, so.
Yeah, thanks, George.
Except for that. Well, never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, the Furious George incident.
Yeah, the night of Furious George, where we were supposed to go on at 7, then 10 rolled around, then midnight, then like the janitor for the morning was showing up, and we finally got on, and George was nowhere to be found, and somebody was like,
"It was a loose schedule. It was somewhere in between 9 and 2 a.m. You'll do a quick little set."
Oh man!
So George left, basically.
Yeah.
And he almost lived it down, but not quite yet.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll forever be known as Furious George now.
Because he was mad.
Yeah.
Well, that's rough, man, when you go and you think you're going to play at 9 and
it was a work night, I remember. It was like 1 in the morning. It's like, I have to get to work tomorrow.
And this was a cool night. It was a recording at Crane's. Yeah. They were doing a Beachwood Rocker Society, and they invited several bands out and recording and trying to put out an album. And by the time 2 o'clock rolled around, he took off. We jumped up real quick to try to get our knock out two songs and we had another drummer fill in, and I was hammered by that time.
That's good to know. If I ever book you, though, that I should book you early in the night. I know some other bands like that too. It's like they're brilliant bands, but don't book them at midnight.
We get better.
But yeah, but 2 a.m., I shouldn't be playing music.
As long as we can find all the band members, we're okay.
Yeah,
at that
that's
point.
Key.
Well, let's jump into a live song if you guys are ready for it. What are you going to play for us first?
This is one of our favorite songs to do live. It turns into a kind of a jam. It's a real simple reggae tune, but, you know, people like it.
All right. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Is my guest Ghost Town or is it Lindley? Maybe we should have this conversation afterwards.
Yeah, we need to get into that because I think maybe we'll actually find out who we are.
All right. Whenever you're ready, man.
When the summer starts to roll around, you'll be sitting at the door. With nothing to do but stare at your shoes. But at least you still can. Thank you.
Hopefully it will help pay off your bill. You got yourself arrested just yesterday. For the strangest reasons, you know you're doing okay. Like Mr. Cassius, you walk a line. Oh, else you'll end up stuck doing time. Why? Just animals. Wise men always say we are just animals. Swimming in a government by like a rubber band, jamming man. You're swimming in a government by like a rubber band, jamming man, singing.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Ghost Town / Lonely. I'm gonna have we gotta get to the end of this, but first let me tell you that's an awesome song. That was really, really nice. And also, you know, one of the things I always liked about your music is that it's not locked into one specific cookie cutter genre. I mean, there's elements of influences of country, of pop, of reggae, even in some of your songs there's some electronic influences. And I think that's also true of your vocal style. You have this really laid-back way of singing that works for reggae, that works for country, that works for pop. I don't know that it would work for death metal, but it would, you know. Is that something that you developed, or is that how you always just sang?
I mean, it's obviously I'm influenced by a lot of music, and I don't think it's too strange to say someone can play country and reggae, because there's similar chord progressions. It's all very simple music. And one of the coolest things I heard was Willie Nelson doing reggae music, you know?
Sure.
And it totally works. But yeah, I'm influenced by a lot of things, and I wouldn't be opposed to being a lot more electronic sounding, having more of a Beck kind of sound. And
that would involve our keyboard player showing up.
Yeah, if he was here, the last song you were just playing clavichord on and had that totally took it to another world. I love that guy.
I'm just teasing JoJo.
He ran out of gas.
Well, let's get to the bottom of this name change thing, and I'll just call you Ghost Town for the rest of the rest of the show. But you know, you went through a couple of names before Ghost Town, if I recall.
Sure, that was basically before George, but once George jumped on, which was probably the first real band experience that I would like to recall. Before that, it was always more like experimenting, trying to figure out how to even do it. But there was like Time Bandits and Sonic Fruit.
Had I known that,
Just like childhood kind of stuff.
I forgot about Time Bandits. We did try that one when I was there.
That's where that electronic music came from that I'd given to you. It was pretty much a solo project, and I was trying to start a band. But Ghost Town was a name that I thought perfectly fit us, and threw it together after our second or third show with George and an upright bass player. And I've decided to cancel the name because there's so many other bands out there named Ghost Town, and I was like, I guarantee nobody's called Lindley. And
what does that name come from?
It's my middle name, so it was pretty unique, and I threw it out there one day, and Dan really liked it, and I think he's still leaning, he's opposed to the name.
Yeah, I'm leaving if it's Ghost Town. I like names that don't point to a specific thing, you know? You see, when you hear Ghost Town, you picture a ghost town. But Lindley,
that's the other joke.
Really mean anything. But audience
There's so many shows in LA where the number one, a lot of them are jaded, and then other ones you have to deal with the bookers, and you can only recycle your friends to come out to shows so many times. So I started laughing. I was like, I don't know if we can be Ghost Town anymore because nobody's here.
it felt like a little curse. Too honest.
Well, and it's good too if you change your name, then it's like you are a whole other band, and then you can start the promo thing up again. Like, oh, you guys. You may have think you've seen this band, but you haven't seen it.
Lindley is a Ghost Town cover band.
Yeah. I mean, it's true that you have to have kind of, I mean, you know, this is a town full of actors, musicians, and tons of actors out here have, you know, their stage name. And, and you know, your band name is the sort of the name that you throw out there to the bookers. And that's your calling card, you know. That's your headshot before they even hear the music.
The one good thing about it, sticking with Ghost Town, is that people remember it. It sticks in your head, and it does kind of sum up the sound. So it's got its pros.
Well, I'll alternate between calling you Ghost Town and Lindley for the rest of the interview.
I want to ask you, what do you prefer? Like,
I honestly don't have a preference. I like them both, and I think for both reasons. I like Ghost Town because I guess I'm familiar with it, and it does kind of make you think of. It kind of goes with your music a little bit because there is a sort of. Lost in a
like
faraway land kind
rustic,
of feeling,
kinda.
Yeah.
It's a little like
there's a certain tumbleweed element to it.
Sarcasm,
yeah. No, but and then you know, at the same time, I like Lindley for the reasons that Dan mentioned, which is that, you know, what is that? You know, you don't know what it is, and so you remember it for that reason. But you know, I also like
Duke it out in the park.
You know, kicking puppies, clubbing seals. There's lots of great names. You know.
Yeah, you don't want to get me started with that.
Why don't we listen to another track from this Lindley CD? And by the way, where can people get this? Is this available, or did you just whip this together?
Through MySpace is the way we're doing it right now.
And
I plan on setting up CD Baby, and I will always give it out at a show as much as I can.
The old Tower Records parking lot will be there.
Currently, the MySpace is myspace.com/Lindley Band, LENLY.
Cool. What should we play off of this?
I have a list there. I suppose maybe, go with number 6. It was a Pink Floyd cover song. It's a little depressing, but I kind of put a country twist on it, and it, the production value I thought was pretty cool. So.
Awesome. All right. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Lindley.
I've got a little blank book with my poems in. I've got a bag with a toothbrush and a comb in. When I'm a good dog, they sometimes throw me a bone in. I've got elastic bands keeping my shoes on. I got those swollen hand blues. I got 13 channels of shit on the TV to choose from. And I got electric lane. I've got second sight. I've got amazing powers of observation. And that is how I know when I try to get through. Telephone to you. There'll be nobody home. I've got the obligatory Hendrix burn and the inevitable pinhole. Down the front of my favorite satin shirt. I've got nicotine stains on my fingers. I've got a silver spoon on a chain. I've got a grand piano to prop up my mortal remains. I got wild staring eyes. And I got a strong urge to fly. But I got nowhere to fly to. Fly to, fly to, fly to.
Back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with Lindley, and we're talking a bit earlier today about different venues and playing out at different places. And I was just curious what you guys think and what's the right kind of venue. Like, you turned me on, Andrew, to Crane's Tavern, which I think is such a cool place because it's small but it has a good sound, and so you can really get the best of both worlds where you can really hear the music but also have it be in an intimate setting. But where do you guys like to play?
I've tried to cycle through as much as I can, and I know there's still a lot more out there, and I've used bookers, and they've put me on some big stages that I was excited to do, and then the reality of it is it's just awkward. In this,
it's not really where your music is meant to be presented in.
Yeah, the little tiny venues are the, because you can't fill up like the Derby or,
and it's fun to do places like that place out in the valley we did. Like, the problem with Cranes is terrific, but a lot of times places like that, it's the only people listening are people who are waiting to play in their own bands.
True.
And we played a place out in the valley, and it was just like a bunch of crazy old dudes who were doing, like, you know, like softball guys, and just drinking beer and listening to the music, and they really like it. You know,
it was a true saloon.
Yeah,
That's the thing you don't get a lot of in LA is venues where the people are there. Yeah. Because right, they're consumers of that venue.
Absolutely.
You know, that's why people like, I've been hearing a lot lately of people almost been preferring to go on tour than play locally, because they go on tour, they go to some place where they're not saturated with music, and the place is full of people who are there because they like hanging out there.
Yep.
And the music is part of the entertainment of that place. They're not there because they sent out a bunch of flyers.
Right. We're basically like, we were chicken wings at this place.
I mean, that's the tough thing
about it. That's your new name. I got it.
Chicken wings.
Audio chicken wings.
That's the tough thing about LA, though. There's so much entertainment in LA that people rarely. It's hard for people to enjoy a good thing.
Do you think of yourselves as a live act, as opposed to recording artists?
We're good live, but the thing is, what I found out is we really feed off the crowd, and the crowd feeds off us, and then it kind of escalates. And if nobody's there, or they're all just standing around not paying attention, then I'm bored and they're bored. But Cranes has been good. 75% of the time we play there, we have a blast, and it's one of those smaller venues where you're on the floor with the people. And
yeah, and you'll get, like, every other time, you'll get a bunch of crazy cowboy dudes really having a good time.
Yeah,
at midnight. Are we like not in the middle of Hollywood right now?
Yeah, it's got a real backyard feel to it. Yeah. I love that place. And
do you like to play out a lot live? Like I'm not used to seeing a whole lot of Ghost Town bulletins. We're playing here, we're playing there.
I feel like also the doing the bulletins and promoting, it's a hard thing to want to do, because I really don't feel like strangers are going to come out unless it's all by word of mouth. It's got to be friends of friends. And, you know, I call people that just want to come out and have a beer and try to get their friends to come out. And that's probably one of the best ways to network at least this stage.
And I know both Andrew and I enjoy like actually making flyers, like art. We're both pretty good at that kind of stuff. But then it's like you'd be struggling with a Photoshop, and it's like, what am I doing? Am I going to go put this on telephone poles? Like, somebody out walking their schnauzer and...
Oh, my God.
Like the old story.
Totally know what you're saying.
I'm going to go to that place because somebody taped this up here last
night. I know whenever I've seen something, unless I already knew about it, I just look at it and... I'm actually going to go?
Someone gives you a flyer on the street, and they're like, hey, would you throw this out for me? Thanks.
Thanks for the trash.
All right, you guys want to do another live song?
Sure.
Sure. All right. Cracks in Time.
Sounds good.
So I guess I'll just skip this mic. I'll skip the intro and just
it up.
Wait for me to start singing.
Straight
yeah. Unless you have a little riff you want to do.
Let's see.
You gotta get that mic down there. You're always home. Sure enough, won't pick up the phone. It doesn't matter too much. There's nothing left to say. Except how are you, and maybe how was your day? 'Cause it's on my mind. And it's gone through the cracks. And soon enough, you better face all the fear. It'll eat you up over the years. Didn't ask for too much anyway. Except are you coming now? Would you like to stay? 'Cause it's all. And it's gone through the cracks in time. Slip outside to the day gone and find some shade that the sun has made in a relative way. Yeah. In this land, you best get paid. There ain't nothing for free. There ain't nothing for free, not even your grave. And it's on and gone to the breaking of the dawn. You got it all wrong, home.
just a home to the places that I know. I gotta go, so let it in. Maybe one day there'll come a time I could be yours and you'll choose to be mine. And I'll never be waiting for those games to play. Had it all before and I was looking to stay. Cause it's on my mind and it's gone through the cracks in time. Slip outside into the day, gonna find some shade. But that sun is made in a relative way, yeah. In this land, you best get paid. There ain't nothing for free. There ain't nothing for free, not even your grave. The finish song ain't gone. The breaking of the dawn, got it all wrong. A home, just a home to the places that I know. I gotta go and let it in.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Lenly. Another great song. Your music is really textured. I was wondering, like, there are a lot of... Does each song have its own sort of unique evolution? Like, does it all start with just, you know, you singing with the guitar, and then you bring in Dan, and then you bring in George, and then constantly add layer after layer after layer to you? And then how do you know when you're done?
I think one of the first things I learned about composing would have been the trick that Nirvana always used to use, which is loud and quiet, and there's always one point where you feel like you're repeating yourself too much. Specifically that song, or in general, I don't know how I do it, but it's I guess maybe I decide I'm bored and it needs something right there, and so you always try to, like,
so might be taking an instrument away or might be adding a new instrument.
Yeah, and that's when we play, that's the only advice I tell them, not because they always play great music, but I'll say we should be quiet here, or don't play, or
that's the big
take.
I think
a lead, or
there's dynamics is I think we're pretty good at loud and soft, and I try to catch myself from, I mean, there's loads of times you just don't need to play. I mean, in my position at least as a lead guy, guitarists I think will tend to play throughout the whole song if you're not thinking. So you got to think to stop.
I mean, you got to, I always think of it as like an experiment where, like, I don't know, people get bored after hearing things maybe the third time around. They're just like, oh, that's that exact second they lose interest. So if you know when not to do something.
Andrew says bored a lot. Maybe that's going to be our new name.
Bored. I get bored easy.
Let's listen to another track from the CD before we get bored with each other. What do we got? On My Mind?
That'll work, sure.
All right, track 9. And you can pick up, you said this is at CD Baby, or you haven't sent it into
that?
We're
in the process of uploading it.
So for now you can get it at shows?
It's currently it's currently sold out on CD Baby, so we'll get it.
I doubt it.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. We'll be right back.
Sunshine, come home to me.
The dust is blowing, it's just yours alone. Let all your friends set you free. Vampires and victims in your world, that's all they'll be. And I know there's a light inside, like sailing your home on the ocean tide. Thank you.
And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with Lenley, myspace.com/Lenleyband. Is that the place to go for all the latest up-to-date info on what you guys are doing?
Yeah, for now. And then once you have your website,
that's a nice tool. Yeah, once isgoodmusic.com is officially in the beta testing phase, so people can go start checking it out and filling in their profiles. And in a couple of weeks, I don't know, it's like you just come up with like a whole bunch of different words for launch. So that you don't have to, so that you can, like, so you know, it's not quite ready. Like, you have this album. It's not really an album. You just burnt a CD before you brought it here. But once it's on CD Baby, it'll be an album. But it's also an album, you know. So, what is there any sort of central theme that in your original music that you keep coming back to, like a story that you keep trying to tell in a different way, or just something that really resonates with you that makes for Lenley music?
I mean, a lot of it was just personal. Blabbing, I don't know. It wasn't. A lot of it isn't too focused. I enjoy playing with words and trying to paint pictures. A lot of it's visual words that you can actually see things, and it can only do the same tricks that I've done so many times. And right now, I'm trying to find new approaches, which could be watching something and a film or something, and try to turn that into a story and. Could be like an episode of Twilight Zone or something, an old black and white one. And
nice.
So I'm trying to find new angles because I'm running out of the same stories.
It was actually a phrase out of a song that when I was looking for bands that I heard from you. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of your stuff sounds like personal lonely stories, and then you'll throw in like a weird weird funny phrase. Like, whoa, was this like cool country rock song just have like some wacky Monty Python kind of thing?
Obscure,
like,
reference.
Something about a penguin.
Well, and that's the other thing I don't like. Sometimes when you want to write a song, you tend to focus on the negative things, and I'm not like a depressed person, or, you know, I'm quite the opposite. So it's hard to write funny songs, you know, otherwise you wind up being like Ween or something.
Right, right.
Yeah. And gently, conservatively sparse throughout the songs or funny phrases.
Do you tend to just like constantly be writing, or do you take breaks like after you finish an album?
I rarely write. It's tough to find, because the songs that I enjoy the most and I love playing, they come out of nowhere just instantly. And like, I write a whole song and I don't even revise it, and it feels like it's just perfect. And I just sit around and wait for that, I guess. So when it happens, I'm like, I should probably write this down.
Nice. That's a good plan. I have that plan in a lot of different aspects of my life. I'm currently waiting for magical things to happen.
Yeah. that's what I'm saying. Now I'm like running out of that. So I'm like, okay, maybe I should hurry up and get some more stuff done
but try
to find a new approach.
That does work, though. I mean, if those magical things happen enough, because if you force yourself to be creative, then you end up with a lot of cookie cutter, corporate music. And
exactly.
Andrew, do you write with a tape recorder, like to remember melodies and stuff?
One of the other things, sometimes I said it just happens easily, and another time I keep playing certain things that I enjoy and I keep mumbling along and eventually start remembering certain things, and I play it over so many times that I get to a point and I'm like, okay, write it down.
Does it usually start with the music or with the lyrics?
Yeah, I mean, I try to play guitar every day, so like the new album that I want to do, I have 14 songs, but these are all the songs that I never finished.
These are 14 songs that are not on this album?
Yeah. So they started laughing because we just finished it. And I was like, oh, I got 14 more I want to do. I just got to finish them real quick.
So it's back to Andrew's bathroom with the amplifier.
And on that note, why don't we do another live song?
All right.
What are you going to play for us now?
This one's called Blue Room. And this one I kind of puzzled together off another song. So it's one of those things you just...
All right, you're listening to Is Good.
Finish.
On killradio.org. This is Lenley. Thank you.
shirt over your head and open the shades into your room just to make sure the sun still shines. Sail on your blue. Full of wine, you and I, to pass the time. 'Cause everyone looks blue and green in the dead of winter, if you know what I mean. It's only cabin fever getting the best of me. Sail on in your blue. Save those dreams for a better means. Ain't nothing here quite what it seems. You gotta keep on moving along. 'Cause all that you think is all you can be. And when you look into the sky, the moon you see. Head to bed and turn out the lights again.
You say that was driving music?
That's sort of a response I got from a lot of the recordings. It's because it's a lot of it's not party music. We do have our shows tend to be upbeat, but the recordings all sound like nice driving music. You just put it on and zone out.
Do you have a sense in general of like what you want your audience to get from your music? Like, do you, when you think about someone who listens to Lenly, do you usually get an image in your head of someone at a show or someone listening to your music on a CD or something?
I don't know, because I approach the live thing different. I try to pick all the entertaining songs and upbeat stuff and try to get these guys motivated to, so we try to be a little more rock and roll live, and the recordings always turn out to be more of a...
I've actually gotten feedback, like, people have heard us live and then heard the disc, like, it's almost, some of the songs are entirely different.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
I think it's a good thing. I mean, it really depends on the band. It depends on the band, I think. But like,
well, we drink when we play live, and yeah. When we record, we're probably sleepy.
And no, we want to go home.
You know, it's like if you, especially if you're really into a band and you go see them perform live, it's, I don't know, sometimes you want them to recreate what you fell in love with, which is that one day that they recorded that song that way.
Right.
But yeah. Then also sometimes it's like, well, you know, I paid to see this, you know, I already paid for the CD, now I'm paying for something else. I'd like to see something different.
Yeah. It's probably better that way.
Yeah.
When you guys come up with your music, like I was watching you play that slide guitar and, you know, just, I don't know, do you guys jam a lot? Do you come up with, like, how do you come up with the writing for something like that? Do you do it all beforehand, or you just kind of figure out how it's going to be when you first work with the material?
That particular instrument is, at least in my hands, is very limiting. I'm pretty new with it, so it's a small bucket of riffs that I'm working through, but I try to just use it as background color. And if you noticed, I actually stopped myself. I was going off on a play-in for the whole song. I was like, oh, wait, I was just said I'm not going to do this. So I held back.
Dan's pretty much a sponge for music. I remember we maybe rehearsed twice, and he learned a whole set. And
You ain't exactly writing Bach.
Yeah. It's
not, I'm only kidding.
But no, he's amazing. He can play to anything, and he definitely makes it look easy. So.
Well, I want to get at least one more live song out of you guys before we run out of time. Should we just do that now, or do you want to listen to a track from the CD? And
I'd like to play another live one for sure, but I got to retune real quick.
All right, so let's listen to another track from the CD. What do you recommend? We got Rebel Music it is then. You're listening to Len Leon is Good on killradio.org. We'll be right back. Thank you. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Lenly, a.k.a. Ghost Town. And we're just about to wrap up with one more live song. You guys have any shows coming up soon?
Yeah.
There's a live recording at Crane's April 13th. I believe it's a Sunday. And if it's not the 13th, it is a Sunday.
What does that mean, a live? You guys are going to do a show but record it?
Another two or three song recording. They want to put out an album for Beachwood Society. And then Cat Club.
March 31st?
Is March 31st.
It's a Monday, I think.
Yes.
It's a Monday. And then there is April
18th
at the Kibitz Room. Mm-hmm. We go on at midnight for an hour and a half.
So you're going to play for an hour and a half?
Yeah.
We are?
We're going to get a...
That'll be fun.
We'll be enjoying that one for sure.
And it's another late
little,
too, right?
Another little place. I like the Kibitz Room. It's pretty cool.
That's in Cantor's Deli, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Adjacent. And you can walk through. You can listen and go get a pickle.
It's not the fanciest place, but it's fun to play.
But are you going to be sober for that hour and a half performance that starts at midnight?
That's tough. I doubt it.
What's that date again? We'll have to make sure to come
April
out to that.
April 18th.
All right.
Friday.
It's my birthday show.
Friday.
Is it really?
Yeah, and I'm leaving for Hawaii the next morning, so
it's going to be... You'll sleep on the plane.
Get some sleep.
All right, so what are you going to play for us now?
This is City of New Orleans. I don't think it's by Arlo Guthrie, but it's the way he plays it.
Whenever you're ready.
We've never played this before, so don't shoot us. Riding down the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central Monday monorail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, a train pulls out of Kankakee, rolls along past houses, farms and fields, and the passing trains that have no name, and free yards full of old black men, and a steel rail is on the field. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. Games with the old man in the club car. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass a paper bag, but hold the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's carpet made of steel. Mother with her babe asleep, she's rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rail is all the feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm on the train. City of New Orleans, changing cars, Memphis, Tennessee, halfway home.
will be there by morning. Through Mississippi darkness rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a dark dream. And the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. Passengers will please refrain. This train has got to disappear. Good night, America, how are you? I said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm on the train that comes to the city of New Orleans. And I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
You were excellent.
That sounded fantastic to me. How did it sound to you? You're saying it was the first time you really...
I've never played it before.
I've never heard it before.
Then it's doubly impressive. That's fantastic. All right, so remind us once again where people should go see you play and where they should look
Andrew's
for this album.
Bathroom.
The show that I think would be most fun, it would be April 18th around midnight at the Kibitz Room. And we'll be at the Cat Club on a Monday at 10 o'clock, I think.
Monday the 31st of March.
Monday the 31st.
Which is coming up.
And you can find all that info at myspace.com/Lindley Band. L-E-N-L-Y, Lindley Band.
Awesome. Well, Andrew, it was good to see you again, and it's great to see the band again.
Thank you.
Great. In its new form, yeah. So I'm sure we'll have you back on sometime, and we'll do some Is Good Music shows in the future.
Looking forward to it.
Let's sign off with one more track from your CD. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Lindley. Thank you.
way since the end.